The European Cowboy. It is a little pondered fact, but cowboys do come from Europe. They traveled to the prairie by boat long before they bought their first horse. But it must be said that everyone agrees authentic cowgirls and cowboys are absolutely American. But yes, somehow, in some strange and complicated way, golly, cowgirls and cowboys come from the old world, from Europe. But it is absolutely true that although they may have their start elsewhere, they bloom in America. I don't know much about American cowboys other than the movies, obviously. And I saw some in internet videos. They still drive cattle out there. They are as real today as they were ages ago. It's still going on. But I'll tell you right now that I do know much about the European cowboys. Because I am one of them. We do not drive cattle. Such a thing is quite rare. In fact, all we drive is small cars. They look like cars, but are much, much smaller. And you know what? I think Americans would love them. They are like these miniature works of automotive art. An American truck would not fit on the streets of Europe. Not the ones I remember from my teenage days. American cars are as huge as boats. While we don't drive cows, many of our grandparents have one or two. And they are really hardworking. Both cows and grandparents. Parents, not so much. They want American things. I grew up being told many times by my grandma not to get anywhere near the local cows. And while I listened and respected the creature, she always had to repeat that one story that comes along with the warning. How my uncle got kicked or stabbed. And yes, he too didn't stick around, went straight for America, presumably just after that. I think he actually got poked with horns. At least that's what I imagined when I heard the story. Thankfully, now he's like everyone else, avoiding horned beasts in America. It is a rare European cowboy that has cowboy shoes or even a hat. Cowboy shoes were a myth where I am from, and they would be considered strictly Sunday shoes. American cowboy shoes are neither meant for adventure nor mud. No siree, Bob. Doesn't matter if the child will outgrow them soon, they will remain a precious family keepsake, both the child and the shoes. In Europe, we don't worry about mountain lions and great grizzly bears. Our biggest threat is the boar. And I don't just mean the pastor, I mean the animal as well. They are wild, completely, totally undomesticated, large, pig-like creatures with freaking fangs. And from the stories I was told, they will simply eat you unless you climb a tree. A lot of my childhood cowboy training was spent practicing exactly that, how to swiftly and reliably climb the nearby tree. While European cowboys do not have rodeos, we do have wild weddings. They are just about as out of control. Oftentimes, we don't even know who's getting married. We're just out there for the sausages. And just like large rodeos, usually some sloshing fool will end up riding, though it will be probably a tractor. We don't quite really have a barbecue. We do have a grill as a more modern invention. And our grandparents sure smoke meat and sausage. And yeah, there is a lot of sausage in Europe. Kielbasa can in fact be called the European banana. Alas, for the most part, the European cowboy is content with sausage on a stick over an open fire. While there are no gunfights, the European cowboys grow up wondering about swords. Europe, you see, is still full of castles, and many of them have been turned to museums. And the European cowboy is still part knight somehow, being exposed to all that knightly shining armor. Finally, if I had to define exactly what a European cowboy is, I'd say fearless, noble, dignified, and though with a mean uppercut, a real European cowboy will not throw it, will not fight. Not because of cowardice, but an inner depth that may not be common in other parts of the world. It is in that inner depth that they will see the angry bully facing them as a creature that has already been defeated. See, there is a knightly quality about the old world cowboy. Gentle dedes, a creature ennobled by their deeds, who will neither tolerate lying, cheating, or stealing, nor those who do. And it does not just stop at knighthood, but goes all the way back to the philosophers. The European cowboy is connected all the way back. They do not care for the saloon, but rather are likely to choose the castle or museum or a grand old library. I say, in one way or another, on both sides of the ocean, eventually, in their hard-earned wisdom, each cowboy will learn to care about the same one thing: to grow all the way up and stand as a dusty, dignified, great being with a long-lasting legacy.